His name's William. Give him a pet.
My name is Alison, and I live here in Rathgar. We have been brought out here into the lovely weather to see the horses. I find it really great. I love the horses.
Behind you, two lovely ladies.
It's visiting time at the Rathgar Lodge Aged Care Facility in the small farming community of Ulmurra in northern New South Wales. And two very special guests are in the garden.
Angus, you're a lovely big horsey. You are a lovely big horsey.
Hello, I'm Eloise Farrow-Smith. Two Clydesdale horses called Angus and William have come to visit, and a steady stream of wheelchairs and walking frames are making their way outside so the residents can say hello.
It's so gorgeous.
The man responsible for bringing these gentle giants along for the day is Scott Naylor. He's been bringing the horses to Rathgar Lodge for a couple of years now.
I'm an aged care nurse and I work here at Rathgar Lodge and I own Clydesdales. After doing my care work with the residents and talking to them about what I do, they were really interested in seeing the horses, and I thought, well, I speak to the care manager and go from there, and it was all, yeah, bring them in. So when I brought them in, they, as you can see, they just love them, absolutely love them.
There's lots of laughter as the residents get close to the Clydesdales. Scott Naylor says the horses bring back many happy memories.
When they see these horses, the big horses, I think it brings back a lot of memories, a lot of childhood memories for them, because a lot of these people in the country areas worked with horses, they grew up with horses, so, and seeing these big horses, they remember them pulling the milk cart up to the end of the driveway. And some, I've had one lady tell that her and her three sisters used to ride the horse to school, smack him on the bump, send him home, and then at 3 o'clock the horse would be back there waiting for him to ride home again. So just bringing their memories back, which is great for me.
You love to show yourself off, don't you, Angus?
Resident Alison Trevithick is one of those with experience of horses.
Down in Melbourne we had trotters and pacers. That was a long while ago.
The old Clydesdale's not quite a trotter or a pacer, is it?
No, but all horses are beautiful. When I'm patting these horses here, I think they're lovely. And I've never been afraid of horses. So I'm enjoying their visit. They're such gentle giants.
They might be known as gentle giants, but the Clydesdale are big horses with very big feet. Is Scott Naylor worried someone might get hurt?
Yeah, the first time I did it I was, just because they're such a big animal. They've got big feet and they've only got to step and tread and they may do damage, but after the first 5 minutes, I realised the horses were—they knew that they weren't allowed to do that, and they just stood there, and they were great. So that sort of went pretty quick. But saying that, I am still very wary of what they can do. So I'm sort of always on that little bit of edge, just to make sure to pull them back. These horses, especially, they have a sixth sense where that they know that these people are frail, and they are a gentle animal, so they know that they're frail, so they are gentle with the residents, and they know if they push too hard or they bump too far or something like that, they will actually hurt them.
Residents John Tracker Harold and his mate Noel Ellum are sitting in the sunshine, patiently waiting for Scott Naylor to bring Angus over to say hello. They're delighted that the horses have come to visit again.
Take me back 70 years, the best part of my life. Terrific. They haven't changed one bit. They're the most intelligent animal I've ever seen in my life. They can talk, they can walk, they can do anything you ask. They know, they can hear you. They're smarter than a dog or a cat or anything. They're wonderful.
They're terrific when he brings them in, which he does quite often. And everyone enjoys them. They've been nice and friendly and everything else. And all the people love them.
Visiting hours are over and Scott Naylor prepares to take Angus and William home at the end of the day. He's in no doubt about the positive effect these visits have in the lives of the residents.
As I pulled up today, one of the residents was actually watching out the window waiting for me to turn up, so as soon as I pulled up he was out the door ready to come and have a look and play and pat. So yes, I really think the residents enjoy it immensely every time I bring them in.